When we listen to these readings, especially the second reading and the gospel, we should hear a message of great comfort, a message of great hope. This message that we hear is that we have a homeland waiting for us. That in the words of the second reading, we are strangers and aliens on earth. That we won't reside here for all eternity. But instead that there's a homeland waiting for us. And our Lord will lead us to that homeland as God led Abraham and his descendants to the promised land, to the homeland here on earth he had prepared for them. And this homeland that we have waiting for us is the kingdom of God. Now, the message of an earthly homeland had to be a comfort for the people of Israel, for Abraham and his descendants, because they spent many years wandering. Of course, they started out as nomads. They wandered, from land to land and country to country and region to region with their flocks, grazing them as they went along. And then they ended up in Egypt, where they became slaves. After they escaped, they spent 40 years wandering in the desert. So throughout all that wandering and that time of slavery in Egypt, this idea that they had a homeland prepared for them, an earthly homeland, had to be a message of comfort and hope for them. Well, just as they received hope and comfort from that message of an earthly homeland, we should find hope and comfort in the idea that we have a heavenly homeland, that we have a homeland that is beyond this earth, that we will not be here forever. And this should be a message that should be for us, especially during difficult periods in our life. When we face that pain and illness, especially that chronic pain and illness that so many suffer with, it should be a hope that that pain will not last forever. It should be a hope when we're facing with those times of sorrow, especially at those times when there's the death or an illness of a loved one that we're close to, that won't last forever. It should be a message of hope when our lives just don't seem to be going right, when everything seems to be going wrong in our life and we're dealing with frustration and anguish, that we have a homeland, that we can hope that one day that will all be gone as well. This message of a heavenly homeland should be a message of hope that our pain and our problems won't last, that they will not last forever, but instead that our homeland is a better homeland, where our pain and our sorrow and our difficulties will be gone. It should be our lifelong desire, above anything else in life, that we reach that homeland, that we desire the fulfillment of that hope that we have for this better homeland. And we should be preparing ourselves now for entering into that homeland. But of course, the question is, are we preparing? Are we getting ready to enter that homeland? Ready for when that time will come in our lives to enter into that heavenly homeland? Our Lord in the gospel uses the analogy of a thief breaking into someone's house. And if we know that a thief was going to break into our house tonight, we would do everything we could to prevent him from entering into that house, to make him fail, make him find some other target. If we knew, we would be ready for him to come. The same thing, if we knew for a fact that our Lord Jesus Christ was going to be arriving tomorrow, that he was going to be returning tomorrow, not a hoax, not one of these end-of-the-world predictions, but we knew as revealed fact that our Lord would be coming tomorrow, what would we be doing today, spiritually, to prepare for tomorrow? The question is, if there are things we would do differently if we knew that our Lord was returning tomorrow, why aren't we doing them now? Why aren't we getting ready now? Because our Lord tells us that we don't know when he is going to return. And we need to be ready for that. As he says in the gospel, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Now, it's more likely that we will enter into our heavenly homeland through death. It's possible our Lord could return during our lifetimes. That's very possible. But I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't stake my life on it. Instead, it's more likely that we will have to pass through the veil of death to enter into eternal life. This life must end before new life can begin. And we know that death can arrive suddenly. We know that we can't really count on tomorrow coming for us, that something could happen so that we won't see tomorrow. So we need to make sure that we don't live like our future is guaranteed, but instead we are constantly preparing for entering into that heavenly homeland. You know, we always need to be ready to face our Lord. Whether we have one day left on earth or 80 years left on earth, we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. So how do we do that? How do we prepare for to enter into that heavenly homeland? Well, of course, I say it time and time again, but we need to be regularly receiving the sacraments. The sacraments are the greatest grace that God can give us. That's how we receive the greatest grace. And by that grace, we prepare ourselves to enter into that heavenly homeland. And of course, the sacraments we need to receive the most often, confession and Eucharist. Especially confession if we have mortal sin on our souls. But we should be receiving confession regularly, even if we don't. We can't assume that we've got a one-way ticket to heaven. We must always be making sure that we are in right relationship with God. Secondly, we need to be doing daily prayer and spiritual growth. Let me say that again. Daily prayer and spiritual growth. We all have our daily routines. We all have those things we do every day of our lives, regardless of what's going on. If those routines do not include some time for daily prayer, daily reading, daily reflection on the scriptures, daily prayer, we aren't preparing ourselves for entering into the heavenly homeland. So may we take time every day to prepare ourselves to enter into that heavenly homeland and be like the servants in the gospel who were ready for their master's return and were rewarded, were blessed for being prepared, and so that we can enter into that heavenly homeland that we all await.